Many of you have family members that have hardened their heart to this message for decades. The Spirit of the Lord would say unto you today to stand as if it were on your tippy toes towards a tenderness, a humbleness to receive. Do not towards a tenderness, a humbleness, towards a tenderness, a humbleness to receive. Do not give up tenderness, a humbleness to receive. Do not give up on them. Believe that they will be part with you in this last day and great outpouring of my Spirit, says the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus. Yes, sir. Many will come from other churches because of what they will experience out of your life and out of this place. Receive them with humility. Be gracious. But also filled with the doctrine that I have given to you from the beginning, says the Spirit of the Lord. When they come, you are to teach them. Never be taught by them, says the Spirit of the Lord. Those, again, he says, when they come, we are to teach them. We are not to be taught by them. They are coming here to receive the soundness of what I have placed in you. They are not coming here to evangelize you or to give you something that you do not already have. Your birthing in the Spirit will bring them for the purpose of them joining what I have begun, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will not bring others to come in to bring forth the slightest of change to you. No matter who comes with a gift or who comes with an anointing or an impressionable personality, do not be impressed. Do not be impressed by the slightest of what would seem like more authority. Humbly receive them. But no one comes in to teach, but rather to be taught, says the Spirit of the Lord.